Adventures in Odyssey.
As you can see, Mr. Humphreys, the algae clusters are averaging precisely 3 centimeters in diameter along the storm drain walls.
Get a tight shot on this, Zoe.
Absolutely, Mr. Humphreys.
Looks pretty disgusting, Professor Meltzner. Mm. As an expert on the subject, how serious is this shocking development?
It is certainly above the normal growth rate for this particular species of algae at this time of year.
By how much?
1.8%.
Sounds significant. Does this pose any danger to Odyssey's water supply?
Well, such an increase could be an indicator of a potentially dangerous species of algae contagion.
And is that what's happening here?
Not likely.
Oh.
However, algae growths of this type have also been caused by chemical leakage.
So, we have a chemical leak.
Also not likely.
Oh. Then is this algae growth serious or not?
It's quite serious to researchers such as myself from a purely academic perspective.
But what about to the people of Odyssey?
Not likely.
Oh.
However, if you look at this graph I prepared comparing growth rates of algae species in this area over the past 40 years and its correlation to a slight decrease in butterfly population in Brazil.
Thank you, Professor Meltzner. Well, who knows where this fascinating story will lead next. Join me again next week for part 4 of my ongoing investigation, The Fungus Among Us. This is Ted Humphreys, signing.
Seriously, Ted? Another story on algae?
Oh, I know it's taking longer than expected, Sky, but I just got a hot tip about a contact at the Public Works who's...
Excuse me. I need to tell my lawyer to update my will, because you are killing me, Ted! Zoe, you lucky girl. You've already learned your first lesson about TV news.
I have?
Yes! Don't be like Ted. This is a business, which means if Ted keeps producing algae stories, he'll keep losing viewers, I'll lose advertisers, and we'll all lose our jobs.
Well, isn't the old adage, good journalism takes time and resources?
That's not our adage, Ted. We abide by the tried and true principle of my father, who founded this station. Quality, but cheap. The news time with Ted Humphreys is not cheap. That's why I replaced your camera crew with an unpaid intern.
You did? Oh, you mean me.
Young people don't watch your show. Adults turn it on so they can fall asleep. You gotta be hip. You gotta be relevant.
Hey, I'm hip. I'm relevant. Ted Humphreys still gets down with the in crowd. Ted Humphreys still has the 911. Ted Humphreys still flies jive with the cool kids.
Tell that to your leisure suit. Zoe, you're a kid. Where do you get your news from?
Well, as a student journalist, I subscribe to several news sources to compare different sides of the...
Cut to the chase!
Face base.
See? Young people don't want algae stories, Ted. They want exciting, fast-paced news that's relevant and entertaining. Like this.
It's time for Ajax! 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 Ajax!
Hey, Ajax Nation, it's your boy, Adam Jackson Manic, a.k.a. Ajax Manic, host of the Ajax Manic Show with Ajax Manic. So, what's up with Eugene Meltzner? We all know him as Odyssey's genius, but methinks the Intelligence Crusader is covertly hiding a bigger mission. I got the line right here. Professor Meltzner.
Yes?
Ajax Manic, the Ajax Manic Show with Ajax Manic.
Huh?
Is it true that you've been working on a secret government project to cover up a UFO landing that took place in Odyssey?
Well, that's preposterous.
So you don't deny it?
I absolutely deny it.
Right. Is it true you've devised a special flashbang that erases people's memories?
What?
Whoa! Hi, who are you?
You just did that yourself.
Did I? I have no memory.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, you saw it here first, everybody. At least I think you did. Where am I?
Oh, you're kidding. That clip is silly. It's nonsense. It
has 30,000 views.
30,000? I didn't think Odyssey had that many people.
Ajax's show has viewers, and those viewers attract sponsors. You need to be like Ajax, Ted.
Well, I'm a journalist. I don't make that... whatever it is you just showed me.
Fine, be a journalist. Just be one with a little pizzazz, like Ajax. Look, I gotta go. 30,000 viewers, Ted. Think about it.
Pizzazz. Ted Humphreys doesn't need pizzazz. Ted Humphreys is from the old school of journalistic integrity. Ted Humphreys reported live from Korea and Vietnam.
You were a war correspondent?
No, I had a travel show. Zoe, you're the young demographic. Do you think I need pizzazz?
Well, it couldn't hurt. And you really can't argue with 30,000 viewers.
No, I guess not. So, what do we have to do?
We?
Oh, is there anybody else here? Old Ted needs your help.
Okay, well, first we should edit your show to make it more fast-paced. Cut out some of those long pauses in your interviews.
Okay.
Yeah, and we should find a way for you to use your skills on stories more relevant to kids' lives.
I'm down for that.
What do you know about, video games?
Hola, home fries. This is Ted Humphries, and tonight I will be making history as I become the first journalist to do a live interview from inside the hot new game, Gloober World 4. Let's find out why this new game is so popular. I'm logging in now, and here you can see my in-game avatar, Tedor, the interviewer. My special abilities include fireballs and listening. So, let's walk around and see who we can interview. Aha! There's a player over there by the river. I'll hail him.
Destructo Esteve noticed your hail and is approaching you.
Hello, fellow game enthusiast. Ted Humphries with News Time with Ted Humphries. Are you, as a young, innocent gamer, concerned about the psychological and emotional impact of simulated violence relentlessly bombarding your... It would seem this is not a friendly player. He appears to be picking up my character and... Yes, he has indeed pulled off my legs. I'm going to try my special ability of listening. He is setting my character on fire.
Okay. Maybe not video games.
Well, real life is the key, Zoe. What do kids these days do for action?
Well...
Ted Humphries reporting live from the Connellsville Trampoline Park. Some say the financial analysis of broad-spectrum investment markets are boring and don't appeal to today's youth. But I'll prove them wrong when I become the first newsman to share third-quarter benchmark statistics and go in-depth into their short-term ramifications while grabbing some major air on this trampoline.
Hey, man, aren't you a little old for this?
Well, just you watch, young adult. Ted Humphries is going to school you in economics and trampoline bouncing.
Be careful, Mr. Humphries.
Keep the camera rolling, Zoe. Here I go. Whee! Oh.
Not bad.
Thanks, whippersnapper. That'll teach you not to throw shade at your local news reporter. And now, the news! Bloomstein reported of the unstable nature of the 10-year bond is amortized over a local monetized market portfolio. This gave long-term investors much-needed relief as the bull market finally showed signs of projected gain.
Wow, I never knew broad-spectrum investment markets could be so radical.
You're doing awesome, Mr. Humphries.
The yen has continued to suffer due to inflation, creating a difficult market for American investors hoping to...
Whoa, sick wipeout.
Creating a difficult market for American investors hoping to...
Well, you wanted to reach more young viewers, and this video has 8,000 views and counting.
Oh, this video is of me falling repeatedly. They cut out all the economics.
People like videos of people falling.
I'm a joke.
Ted, I've got great news.
Our numbers are up?
Even better. A sponsor wants to support your show. Hypermax Nutra Energy.
They were the first company to launch an energy drink into space. I watched that video so many times.
You and 31.5 million other people in the 12 to 24-year-old demographic. Our problems are over, Ted.
Oh, far out. What's the catch?
Well, as the sponsor, they require the occasional special report.
How special?
You just need to tout the health benefits of Hypermax Nutra Energy's new Superfuel Protein X-Bars.
Oh, I assume Hypermax Nutra Energy won't interfere with my independent research on their product.
That's the beauty of it. You don't need to research anything at all. They'll write the segment for you.
But won't they just say whatever they want to say about their product?
You hit the proverbial news nail smack on the mythological head, Zoe. Viewers trust Ted Humphries to report the truth, and Ted Humphries' pursuit of the truth is not for sale.
Are you saying you won't do it?
No, I'm saying I won't. Yes, that is what I'm saying.
I could fire you.
Look, Sky, I appreciate you finding ways to encourage me. and to keep the show going. And, Zoe, I'm grateful for your help making me more relevant, but I need to do my news my way, the Ted Humphreys way. If that means I lose my job, well, I'd rather go out doing what I believe is right than be on top selling the energy drinks and keeping it real with the kids, yo. Excuse me. Ted Humphreys, reporter of the news.
Mr. Humphreys, you need to come down here post-haste. There's been a huge development with the algae growth. Meet me at the municipal storm drain access at the south end of town.
On my way.
Where are you going?
Sounds as though my boring algae story is about to become interesting. Do I still have a job?
Until we go under.
Zoe, get the camera. We've got real news to do.
Yes, sir.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through Wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Vikings.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.
Roll camera, Zoe. Our approach will make good B-roll. What have you got, Eugene?
You were right, Ted. This algae growth is indeed cause for concern.
Ugh, that smells.
As you see, a large and sudden growth of algae...
One moment, Eugene. Zoe, start on me, then pan to the thing. Ted Humphreys reporting from the municipal storm drain access on the south end of town. Professor Meltzner?
Greetings.
What are we looking at?
The algae is in the midst of what is commonly known as a bloom, wherein the generally small plant quickly multiplies and grows. In this case, this mass has grown so large and so quickly, it is now oozing out of the storm drain cover.
See, and what could have caused this strange anomaly?
I've tested samples and my findings are conclusive.
What did you find?
This algae is growing so quickly because the Evans farm, just outside of town, is using too much fertilizer.
And... what does that mean?
That means Mr. Evans should use less fertilizer.
And this oozing algae will be difficult to clean up.
Oh, no. It should dissipate in a matter of days. And after I talk to Mr. Evans about adjusting the amount of fertilizer he uses, it's unlikely to ever happen again.
Hmm. How will that impact the lives of Odyssey residents?
Most likely it won't, but this will send proverbial shockwaves through the scientific sector of the agricultural community.
Cut the camera, Zoe.
Everything all right, Mr. Humphreys?
I guess that's as interesting as this story gets, and that's as long as my career lasts.
Oh, yowzers, that stuff stinks! Dude, get a close-up of it bubbling out of the sewer grate.
Got it, Ajax.
That'll look great when I put creepy music under it.
Hey to the Jax, why don't you imitate an amoeba and split?
Hardly. I'm gonna get a boatload of views from this one. Am I in frame?
Yep, and rolling.
What up, Ajax Nation? Ajax Manic here with the Ajax Manic Show, starring Ajax Manic. I've been warning you about secret government experiments for months, and here's the proof. A slime monster is on the loose and about to prey on the unsuspecting citizens of Odyssey.
That's ridiculous. Actually, this is nothing more than an overapplication of fertilizer that will soon dissipate.
Oh, yeah. Maybe this old news guy buys your bogus fertilizer accident story, but you can't pull the wool over Ajax Manic.
I am happy to discuss the facts of this incident with you, Mr. Ajax, my research on the algae...
Drop the act, Professor!
What act?
My viewers can see right through you. I want the truth, and I'm giving it to them, straight and unfiltered.
Hold the phone.
I am.
Stop recording, Roger.
Roger.
You think you're better than me, Humphreys? Because you got your power tie and your pinstripe suit, and you duck like everything you say is so important.
Hey, at least Ted Humphreys doesn't tell blatant lies on his show.
Well, so? At the end of the day, all that matters is people watch my show. Anyone still watching yours? What's that? Didn't think so. Start recording. Take two from the top.
And go.
Let's go. Hey, Ajax Nation, Ajax Manic here with the Ajax Manic Show.
Come on, Zoe. Let's go back to the station.
Don't we need to shoot a close for the story?
There is no story. At least not a real one.
And here's the proof one of them escaped. Look, we know this is all a big cover-up. I don't know how deep this conspiracy goes. But one thing I do know. When the world does end, you need survival supplies you can depend on. You need Johnson's Apocalypse Survival Kits. Now with spectral radiation absorbing milkshakes in three new flavors. Strawberry Passion, Mango Despair, and Salted Caramel.
Oh, turn it off, Zoe.
Okay. Did you see how many views that has? It's gone viral.
Totally.
So, now what?
I've got a special report.
On what?
A new protein bar.
You're doing the Hypermax Nutra Energy story?
Oh, I've gone through the report they wrote, and there is some credible news in it. They claim the protein bars are, quote, edible, end quote, and, quote, come individually wrapped, end quote. I have verified those facts personally.
What about your journalistic integrity? What about the pursuit of truth?
Look, Zoe, Sky's right. It's a business. And it only stays in business if people are buying what I'm selling. And people aren't buying the truth anymore. Especially if it's not sensational or exaggerated.
Don't give up, Mr. Humphreys. I'm sure it'll all come together. Somehow.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Don't give up?
No, after that.
Mr. Humphreys?
After that.
I'm sure it will all
come together. Zoe, we have to move fast. I need you to drive to City Hall and ask Terry in City Planning for a map of the Odyssey storm drain system.
I can't drive.
Right. Come on, Zoe. I'll drive us to City Hall where we'll ask Terry in City Planning for a map of the Odyssey storm drain system.
What's going on?
I have a hunch. And when a newsman has a hunch, well, I'll explain on the way.
Here's the map, Ted.
Thanks, Terry. Huh? Okay,
What are you looking for?
How could excess fertilizer from the Evans farm in the north end of town cause an algae bloom in the south end? The north drain system ends there, and the south system begins cattywampus to it here.
So they're not connected.
Correctamundo. Maybe that storm that nearly collapsed the dam caused a crack in the northern storm drain, causing it to leak into the southern storm drain.
Really? I mean, they're close, but not that close.
Let's start researching. Time is of the essence.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Hurry, Zoe. There's no time to lose.
Almost ready.
What's going on? You're leaving? Ted, you have a broadcast in 30 minutes. You haven't done makeup? And you're not even wearing your Hypermax Nutra Energy jersey.
Everything packed, Zoe?
Yep, here you go.
Where do you think you're going? You've got a broadcast to do.
You want a big sensational story, Sky? Something that'll rock the town and get people watching?
Let me think. Yes?
Then stay tuned. Catch you on the flip side.
Wait, sensational? Rock the town? How will it rock the town? Ted! Well, he got my attention.
Good newsmen do that.
But my anchor just walked out the door, and we're on the air in 26 minutes?
Looks like you're anchoring tonight.
Me? No, not a chance. Ah, no.
Why not?
I have a crippling phobia of cameras. Whenever I'm in front of one, every muscle in my body freezes up and my mind goes blank and I hyperventilate.
Sounds awful.
It is. There's only one option.
It's news time with Ted Humphreys, Odyssey's number 6 rated news show.
Good evening. Welcome to News Time. I'm Ted Humphreys, and actually, I'm Zoe Grant, filling in for Ted Humphreys, who will be joining us shortly with a special report. Very soon. The really special report. But before we get to our top story, let's turn to our... what's going on?
I'm patching Ted in.
Ted Humphreys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to a live report by Ted Humphreys from wherever he says he is.
Ted.
Hear me in the studio.
You're live, Mr. Humphreys.
Hello, this is Ted Humphreys with Professor Eugene Meltzner.
Greetings.
On camera, reporting live from the subterranean bowels of the storm drains beneath Main Street and Howell Avenue in Odyssey, otherwise known as Howell's Bowels. What began as a simple call to our tip line about bad-tasting water has grown in size. And that size is approximately... How big would you say, Professor?
Approximately 10 meters or 32.8 feet.
Whoa! Mr. Humphreys, what are we seeing?
This is a sinkhole.
For those of you unfamiliar with the term, a sinkhole is a cavity or a hollow area in the ground caused by water erosion.
It's very dangerous. Mm. The concern now is that the weight of several of these buildings could cause the ground to collapse. Mm. If that happens, everything above this sinkhole will be swallowed up in it. I've alerted the authorities to the situation, and as we speak, police and firefighters are at work blocking off and evacuating the area.
Are you safe down there?
So far, Zoe, everything seems to be holding. I believe I can hear the sirens of police cars overhead. Uh-oh.
What was that?
A small portion just fell in. I'm going to make my way back to the storm drain I entered through, but I'll stay down here to assist the civil engineers who are on their way to... Look out!
Mr. Humphreys! What just happened? Eugene, are you all right? Mr. Humphreys!
We're fine, Zoe. Eugene and I are safe.
Thank God that you're all right.
We newsmen put ourselves on the line to report the truth for the safety of our community. Danger is just a part of the job.
Mr. Humphreys?
Hmm? Oh, Zoe, I've been meaning to tell you what a great job you did anchoring the news in my stead. You've got a lot of talent, kiddo.
Thanks. You're my inspiration.
Oh, you're too kind.
You sound re-energized.
Oh, I am. I'd forgotten what good reporting is and how to tell a compelling story. I wouldn't want to climb through sinkholes every day, but I really dug it. Pun intended.
Oh, hey, sorry, Mr. Humphreys? Hey, great joke, I heard it from the other room. Anyways, Ajax Manic, the Ajax Manic Show with Ajax Manic.
Yes, Cheese Weasel, what can I do for you?
Congrats on the great story, I knew you had it in you.
Mm.
I'd love to pick your brain, you know, get some pointers from the master on how to improve my show.
I don't think you really want to pick up what I lay down.
Oh, I do, really.
What if I hadn't found a sinkhole? What if I spent 6 weeks investigating algae and it turned out to just be a lot of mold? Would that still have been good work if it hadn't led to a shocking and exciting end?
No.
Thing is, A to the J, catastrophes don't happen every day. Finding the truth is usually slow, meticulous, and boring work. It doesn't always make for good TV.
Which is why we make things up.
Au contraire. I say that in those slow times, as much as maybe even more so than the other times, we continue to pursue the truth. If we compromise that quest, we may get a lot of things. Money, fame, luxury yachts Andy Dickers insists on showing pictures of at my journalism school reunion. But we won't have accomplished anything truly important.
I agree with you 100%, Mr. Humphreys.
And I think you're both nuts.
Zoe, what say we blow this popsicle stand and celebrate doing the right thing?
Groovy.
Far out.
For most of today's adventure, Ted had to keep pursuing the truth and doing the right thing, even though it would have been a lot easier and more popular to act like Ajax. Does that sound familiar? It reminds me of our life as Christians. We're called to do the right thing and to tell the truth, even though we know that's going to be hard. 2 Timothy 3 says that everyone who wants to live a godly life in Jesus will suffer persecution.
So we know as Christians that there are difficulties ahead. But Jesus also told his followers in John 16, "Take heart, I have overcome the world." Even if the decisions we make aren't popular with others, we have an ally in Jesus when we tell the truth and do the right thing. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Breaking News was written by Sam Siksiri and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Keith Ferguson, Natalie Lander, Will Ryan, Lana McKissick, and Isaac Kessler. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.